We do check in with the MCCSC this morning. Keith, we have a special guest on the telephone.
We have Tim Dowling, who is the principal at Marlin Elementary School.
Oh, morning, up, Tim. Up there on the hill, Tim. How was the Sherpa ride up there this morning?
It's great. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us, my friend. Did you have any issues getting up? We know, Marlin, you got to kind of weave up some roads to get up that way. Everything okay this morning?
Yeah, no problems. We have some more rural roads, but no problems this morning.
Great to hear, and that's part of the reason why that the MCCSC is on the green light, and the green light means go, Keith, and we've gone almost the entire semester. We don't have much time left here.
Well, Tim, you're kind of closing things out to the end of the semester, but you had a big concert at the school last night. How'd that go?
We did. It was wonderful. We had lots of families there, lots of parents and grandparents and relatives. We had a holiday bell concert with sixth graders were playing the hand bells,
mm-hmm.
playing kind of a mixture of holiday-themed music from a variety of different cultures. It was fantastic. It was great. It was quite a show.
I want to brag about you guys for a minute because I saw a video that is absolutely amazing, and it has IU football player Mitchell Page in it, and it's online for other people to see. But he comes to the school, and he reads to your kids, and he's small of stature, let's say, and he talks to them about follow your dreams, believe in yourself, and motivational, reads to the kids. Talk about that experience. That had to be marvelous for the kids.
It was. It was wonderful. We were very lucky to be included in that. IU contacted us, and through our instructional coach, Emily Anderson, we worked to set it up. And Mitchell Page was doing, the Big Ten Network was doing a program about walk-ons who really become really important members of the football team, really key members in helping having a successful season. So as part of the program, he came out to our school, and he read to our third-grade students. And if you watch the program, you can see that they're all just eyes on him, and they're enthralled watching and read to them. And IU was kind enough, they all provided a copy of the book that he read to each one of the students in the class. So it was a great opportunity for us to be part of.
But what struck me was he thoroughly enjoyed what he was doing. I mean, he talks about it in the video, but he enjoyed talking to the kids.
Yes, he really connected with them very well. It was a great experience.
Well, and that's up, and people can see it, but I watched it, and it get a little emotional about it because it's a pretty neat motivational video, too.
Absolutely.
You have some other things going on there. You've got the IU literacy program that they're helping you with, and your kids can earn tickets to basketball games.
Yeah, we just finished that program up. That was a great, again, it was coordinated by our instructional coach, Emily Anderson, and working through IU, we did a program called Slam Dunk for Literacy, where students, they read for about 5 weeks, and they keep track of how many minutes they've read. And based on doing a lot of great reading, they earn tickets to the men's and women's basketball games. And then they have an opportunity to attend those games with their families. So it's kind
wow.
of a reward for doing all that hard reading.
And how'd they do?
They did wonderful. We did great. We had great participation from our students.
Now, you have some kind of a fundraising going on with your PTO?
Yeah, we just started this week. This is the first time we're doing it through our PTO. It's a great opportunity. It's a discount card. Some members of the PTO have worked with some local businesses to get discounts. So when you show this card, you're able to get a discount at these organizations and these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And our students will be selling them for this week and next week to raise money for our PTO, which they then put into all things back for all the money goes back to things for our students in our school.
Little extra things that aren't in the budget necessarily.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes they save for big items like playground equipment or extra field trips or just additional programs and things that we can offer our students.
Now, what time are you going to be greeting the kids as they arrive this morning?
They start arriving at 8:45.
All right. So you're looking forward to that. Get your cup of coffee. Get ready for all of that. To greet them at the door and welcome them to another day of school.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a little bit more to get ready for this morning, but we're definitely ready for them when they arrive.
How do you keep them focused here the last couple of days? You got a lot of holiday stuff going on to kind of distract them that Santa Claus is right around the corner?
We can see them get, the energy level's high, but,
for everybody.
Yeah, our teachers respond. They always have such a high energy level, and they do things to keep the students engaged. And, they work all semester to have great routines and procedures that kind of just help you keep things moving along smoothly.
Well, go ahead, Keith.
Oh, I was just going to say, is there anything else that big to happen before the break?
Heck no. You got to get those stockings made. You got to get the holiday parties ready to go in the classroom. The important stuff, right?
Yeah, there's some of that as the end of the semester. You know, we kind of celebrate some of the wonderful things that have been happening in the year and all the hard work the teachers and students have. So, yeah, we often have some holiday parties right toward, you know, the last day or two before we go off for break. Kind of a way to celebrate all the wonderful things that have happened over the semester and kind of spend some time together outside of, you know, strictly focused on academics.
That's right. And they're elementary school kids, too. They'll have plenty of time the rest of their life for heavy lifting. This is the fun time to be around. And I've got a first grader, so I know exactly what's going on there. Great stuff as always, my friend. We'll let you get back to it. Have a wonderful end of December. Have a great holiday break, and we hope to talk to you come springtime.
Excellent. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Tim Dowling, the principal at Marlin Elementary School.
Great stuff for them. Again, exciting time of year, Keith, and a great program. Stop reading.
No.
Don't ever stop reading. You, what do you do all day long at your job? You read. That's what Maria, my little girl, she's six, and she's a great reader, and she likes to read. And she just looks at me and says, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading. Mm-hmm. She's like, do you just work all the time? I said, no, I read all the time. I don't work all the time, but I read stuff all the time. You don't stop doing it, so you better get on board. So she gets into it. She buys into it. Now, if we get Mikey to read at some point, well, that's going to be a...